Marma Palmer is an Aboriginal HIV/AIDS advocate from New Zealand who has been living with the virus for 19 years. She defiantly traveled to the U.S. 6 times while the entry ban for HIV-positive persons was in place. She says her status is a personal matter and no business of any government.
Because there's only 3 ways of getting HIV. You know, you can only get it from unprotected sex or sharing needles or mother-to-child transmission through breast milk. So I was like, I'm not going to do either of those 3 things while I'm in America. And I felt quite offended that I needed to declare that I had HIV. How you doing?
The U.S. lifted the travel ban 2 years ago. There are currently 46 countries that apply some restrictions on HIV-positive people. Many travel bans were put in place in the early days of the epidemic, when little was known about the virus. Advocates argue the restrictions are unnecessary and violate basic human rights. Richard Elliott is the executive director of the Canadian HIV Legal Network.
Travel bans are bad public policy because they only make people hide who they are, and they also keep people who are key to the HIV response from actually being able to come to a conference like this one and be part of the fight against AIDS globally.
Yes.
Michelle Tobin from Australia applauds the U.S. for lifting the travel ban. She declared her status to U.S. immigration in 2006 while in transit through Los Angeles to Canada and was pulled aside for questioning.
To justify the reasons for me being in that particular country, it wasn't a nice feeling. It was like you're being treated like a criminal, and it was because of an illness.
But 2 questions on the U.S. visa application have come under scrutiny. One asks if the applicant has ever been a drug user or addict. The other asks, have you engaged in prostitution in the past 10 years? Advocates say drug users and sex workers are an important part of the fight against HIV and should be allowed in the country. Quincy McEwen is a transgender sex worker advocate from Guyana. She says the questions discouraged many of her friends from attending the conference.
They already knew that there's a system in place that if they were going to get the visa, once they're going to put sex work on it, they wouldn't have get through the visa.
Advocates argue today's treatments allow HIV-positive people to live normal lives. In many cases, new drug regimens make the virus undetectable in patients' blood, making transmission unlikely. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.